Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, this is Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. We'll talk about safe investing. I want to try and provide some comments on what is a safe investment. What's prompting this are emails I occasionally receive from clients referring to the stock market-based investments or their stock market-based investments as safe. And what they're referring to would be broad, globally diversified stock funds. And these are the recommendations that we make to our clients, that they should be using these types of investments or very similar investments to save for their future for the long run. But in these questions about investments, they might say something like, I'm interested in investing in something safe, like a global stock fund. So I read the email and it gives me pause. I stop and think, are they safe? How should I describe these investments? Oh yeah, they're really safe. You got nothing to worry about would be one way I could respond. Or maybe something like, I suppose they're safe. Go ahead and put your money in and let's see what happens in 10 to 20 years. Of course, if we're going to decide if an investment is safe as something that will never go down in value, if that's what we're using as the determinant on what is safe, then these kinds of investments are not safe actually at all. They will definitely experience periods of loss. Could be short periods or long periods, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or gulp, 15 years. Who knows? That's what we don't know about the markets and how they'll perform. But I think these investments are safe to the extent that they simply represent the companies, large and small, but primarily large, that provide the goods and services that most of us consume, well, all over the world, because that's what these things are. And if these companies go away, I'm not sure what is safe in the future anyway. So this is what I think about the term safe when it comes to the global stock markets. I suppose another way to think about it is they're safe enough in the long run. But there are other options too, which we think are more safe. Banks offer fixed deposits. We give them our money. They do with it whatever they do with it. And eventually they give it back to us and we make some interest along the way. But the promise is you're going to get your money back. Won't see it go down in value. But there have been times where banks have failed and some will eventually. We think of insurance companies as safe too. We buy products from them, which is giving them our money. We want it back in some form in the future. Maybe there's some guaranteed investment tools they offer. And with bonds as well, we think of those as safe. I mean, it's the government for the government bonds. We'll give them our money because they'll definitely give it back to us as well and some interest. Then there's corporate bonds too, and they're likely to be safe. But you'll get a little more interest from corporate bonds than government because we think of them as being a bit riskier. And we also think that, well, if the government's in a problem, they can just raise taxes to increase revenue. Though I don't really think it's quite that easy. And what's safer than all of this? Just cash, physical cash in your hands. Nobody else has it. You've kept it to yourself, put it somewhere on your property. Nobody else can do anything with it and screw it up. So that's as safe as you're going to get. And there are a whole range of other types of investments as well. And where do they fit into the safety spectrum? Bitcoin, gold, properties. How would I sum up this quick discussion? Using the word safe, generally speaking, makes me a little uncomfortable. Can you tell?
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.